the ship struck something, knocking her out of the bunk onto the cabin deck. Her eyelids fluttered. She was barely aware of a large, rough, prickly face filling her vision.
This one's in better shape than yon poor little hog made. Lend a paw here, Urtica. Don't fret ye, missy. Thou art safe.
Triss felt strong paws lifting her. Then she passed out. Unaware that it was the following dawn, Shog opened his eyes slowly and looked about him. He was no longer at sea on the ship. The ground was still and firm. He tried to sit up, but a gentle paw pushed him back.
Lie thee still, river dog. Thou art with friends. Thou lookest hungered. Fear not. We will be breaking fast soon now.
The otter stared up into the face of an enormous but kindly-looking hogwife. He tried to talk, but his tongue was so swollen that only a husky noise came forth. Dipping a gird ladle into a pail, the hogwife supported his head and fed him some water. It was the coolest, sweetest thing Shog had ever tasted. She checked him from gulping it greedily.
Nay, drink slow. 'Tis not good taken fast. My name is Downy Rose, my husband Bistort, and our son Urtica found our craft whilst we were gathering kelp. What is thy name?
The otter's voice sounded strange to him as he spoke.
Name's Shog, ma'am. Where are me mates, Triss and Welfo?
Downy Rose allowed Shog to sit up, leaning his back against a rock wall.
They be safe, worry not. Here, sit now. I must be about my chores.
Shog took the gourd ladle and did as she instructed. Whilst drinking, he took stock of his surroundings. He was seated on a ledge at the edge of a cave, overlooking a steep terraced valley. It was like some huge inverted bowl, with high rocks surrounding the entire area. Other caves were dotted about the slopes. Families of hedgehogs could be seen, either breakfasting or tending the fertile green steps. All manner of vegetables and fruit were flourishing in the soft, cool climate. A small waterfall threaded its way down the far slope, cascading over the rocky outcrops to end in a beautiful little forest situated on the valley bottom. One of the biggest hedgehogs Shog had ever seen came ambling up to him. His facial quills were silvery, and he wore a rustic brown farmer's smock. Sitting down next to the otter, the big fellow proffered his paw.
A good morning to you, sir. I be called Bistort, Patriarch of Peace Island. 'Tis a fair and pleasant spot.
Shog shook paws with Bistort.
Why, mate, it is that. How long have you lived here?